With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. A new surge in oil prices will hit farmers right in the bottom line. New estimates suggest even a $90 per barrel market could significantly raise production costs across the board. Kansas State University economist Greg Ibendahl said higher oil prices are already creating a ripple effect through key farm inputs like diesel fuel and fertilizer. $90 oil would add more than a dollar per gallon to the fuel cost, and that could easily mean another $10,000 per year in total fuel expenses, he said. The average Kansas grain farm spent about $20,000 on fuel last year, and that means even a moderate increase can hit budgets hard. Fertilizer prices are just as big a concern because they're closely tied to the energy markets. The study showed rising oil prices could push fertilizer expenses up by at least 10%. For the average grain farm, that translates to roughly $12,000 in additional costs. The latest USDA prospective plantings report shows farmers are planting 3% less corn compared to last year. Producers in South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota will lead the rest of the country in fewer corn acres. South Dakota's area will fall by 550,000 acres to 6.3 million, the biggest decline in any of the top corn-producing states. The Ag Department said corn acres in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin will all each fall by about 450,000 acres. Soybeans in the U.S. will replace at least some of the corn acres, increasing by 4% compared to 2025. Iowa will see the biggest rise in soybean acres, up by 450,000 over last year. Wisconsin will jump by 370,000 acres, and Nebraska will plant an additional 350,000. Wheat area is likely to shrink by 3% compared to 2025. If accurate, that would be the smallest planted area since record-keeping began back in 1919. Public lands ranchers joined Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum as the secretary signed a Memorandum of Understanding launching their Grazing Action Plan. Leaders and members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the Public Lands Council participated in a roundtable discussing cooperative work to address longstanding challenges for federal lands grazing permittees. By speeding up the permitting process and expanding the use of targeted grazing, the federal government is ensuring that more ranchers will keep ranching and that the rangelands will face less depredation and destruction from wildfires and mismanagement. That coming from Tim Canterbury, president of the Public Lands Council. The Grazing Action Plan focuses on boosting rancher resiliency by assessing vacant allotments, unifying permitting frameworks between agencies, expanding the use of targeted grazing to prevent wildfires, and establishing a rancher liaison program for wildfire incident command centers. In honor of National Ag Day, legislators introduced the Bipartisan Agriculture Access to Addiction and Mental Health Care Act. The bill aims to improve access to mental health and addiction services for farmers and ranchers in rural communities. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Von Orden, one of the composers, says farmers and ranchers are the nation's backbone, working tirelessly to feed and fuel America. This legislation takes an important step towards understanding the gaps in access to mental health and addiction care for our agricultural communities, Van Orden said. Congressman Joe Neguse of Colorado said this legislation takes an important first step towards bridging access and care gaps and ensuring that rural America has access to essential health care services. Our farmers, ranchers, and producers are essential to the nation's food security, Neguse said, and we must make sure we're supporting them with access to health care for them and their families. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.